We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. What a weekend. College football. Wow. Woo! What a weekend. 3 days of just nonstop action. I'm Lunchbox. I'm going to be running this ship. I know the most about sports, and if you have any questions, you can hit me up.
What's up? I am Ray. I got so sick and tired of going to the bars and there not being any football on. It was amazing to go from bar to floor to bar. Every TV has a football game on, except for that one bar. I'm pretty sure it was Luke Bryan's bar. They had a WNBA basketball game on.
Who won?
Seattle lost at the last second. So.
Cool. All right.
All right, and I'm okay. And I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I did pretty much this weekend what I normally do. It's just watch on TV and without volume on, and I just kind of watch good plays. I don't really know who's playing or what's going on or who's ranked. I just enjoyed some football on TV, boys.
Woo! Football is back.
Yeah!
Yeah! Let's start off the show with a little game. Which would you rather have been a part of? The cast of Seinfeld or the cast of Friends?
Come on.
You got to go Friends.
This is easy. Go ahead, Ray. Friends? Why?
Seinfeld, the people didn't seem that popular. I've seen some episodes. I'm not a fanatic where I've seen all the seasons, but those Friends people, that made me almost want to live in New York City because of how cool they were. They all had these high-rise apartments, and they're cool. They go to the coffee shops. The Seinfeld people were older, and they didn't seem popular. You got Seinfeld. He thinks he's a comedian. Everybody else just goes, "What? Why? Why?" Like, I didn't get. I don't love their humor. The Friends people made living in the city cool.
All right, I'm gonna go Seinfeld because you're right. They weren't as popular, but I think that's why they were cooler. I feel like the Friends people were too cool for school. They're on magazine covers and young, and one having drug problems while the other one's crying because he's not making a lot of money. And this is a lot of like
they had drug problems.
Oh yeah, Matthew Perry, like he had major like drug addiction. That's why he got fat during the show.
On the show, he had it, or it was off.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about on the.
We're not talking about their personal life, dude.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hanging out with these people. You said what show I would like to be a part of.
Right. Which one do you think would have been more fun to be a part of?
Yeah, I'm thinking of being an actor, being with Seinfeld. I thought that was the game. Am I wrong?
I kind of see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. So you're saying because he got mixed up in drugs and it felt like a bad environment.
Yeah, total bad environment. They were probably arguing a bunch.
So what kind of drugs did he... I have no idea about this. Which one is Matthew Perry, by the way? Is he Chandler or Joe?
He's Chandler.
Chandler got into drugs, huh?
Yeah. Or alcohol, one of the two, but he was a mess.
There's a difference between the two.
No, there isn't. When it affects your job, it's kind of the same thing.
And so did he ever get close to being fired or anything? Or how did... I have no idea. I'm not a Friends. Well, I watch it every now and then reruns on TBS, so I don't know the story. But... So he was real deal serious.
Yeah, serious. And I'm just going off the top of my head. I think that he had to take some time off and do rehab.
So
just so they can get it all together.
You say Seinfeld because...
Because I feel like they were a little more humble and no-namers and funny, you know? And I think they were just more real people than the Friends people. The Friends cast were just all... They were all tabloid and magazine cover people. Like
now,
Hollywood stars.
Are there any rumors? Did the Friends cast hook up with each other, like, off screen?
They had to have. These people are working together, like Saved by the Bell. They all hooked up.
Right. They're young and they're actors, so they're in the environment.
They're similar ages. They're attractive. They're Hollywood type people, and they're together long hours during the day. Of course, they hooked up. The only reason, like any job you're at with attractive people and you work odd hours, there's such a temptation to hook up with them.
My question, though, on like some of these love scenes, like they've got to like really get into it, right? And then feel like real love for this person. And then after it's over, you just got to be like, oh, no, okay, we're just acting. No, you got to like feel like I'm kind of into Courtney
Cox.
Well,
that's why I think whenever you have movies, the people that are in the movie together, they end up falling in love.
They
break, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They were in a movie together. They start hooking up. He breaks up with Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
You see that a lot where the married couple and the guy or the girl goes off to a movie set, has this huge role in the movie, and it's with another actor or actress, and they fall in love, and the other couple breaks up because... You can't put that behind you.
Because as human beings, you have to see the person on a regular basis. If you don't see them for months, that is danger for the relationship. Because we're just weird like that where we have to see somebody almost daily that we're dating.
Yeah.
Or it is odd after a week, a month. Imagine being on a movie set for 2 months.
Lunchbox, you and I are married. Ray isn't. So if you were an actor and you had love scenes.
Gotta do it. It's the job.
What would you tell your wife? Like, obviously, she's not cool with you making out or even like having fake sex with Jennifer Aniston.
She has to be okay with that. She married me knowing I'm an actor. And so if she's going to raise a red flag then she's not the woman for me. She has to understand, she has to trust me, and that it's my job, I'm just doing my job. And speaking of...
Well, hold on. Devil's advocate, though. She says, okay, I understand it's your job, I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time dealing with this. I'm going to need you to stop.
Here's the door. I'm not giving up my career.
Her out of the house.
She knows what I was doing before she got with me, so that means she has to be okay with
it. So having a love scene with Jennifer Aniston is just, that trumps being married to your wife.
No. That's my career. Hmm? I can't give up my career. You understand what
for
I'm saying?
For your marriage?
No.
Wow.
I had my career before my marriage, and she has to understand that. She knew what she was getting into when she married me.
And there's a thing that's called trust. If you have trust with that person, you can go do whatever you
want. That's different than what he's saying, though. He's just like, no, career over marriage. I mean, that's how marriage works to you in your life?
Yes. If I am an actor before I get married, she knows that I'm an actor. So she can't come in and be like, oh, sorry, you got to stop the love scenes. Nope. You started dating me when I was doing the love scenes. I was doing... That's how it is.
Okay. All right.
On the radio show, on our Bobby Bone show, Monday through Friday, if you had to kiss somebody just for a radio bit, it'd be hilarious. Okay, did she get really mad?
No.
Because that's what you do.
That's what I do.
She is cool.
Like we did the kissing booth, guys. We did the kissing booth on the Bobby Bone show where I stood out on the street corner and collected money and had to give women kisses.
Okay.
And did she get mad? No.
Yeah, did she or no?
No.
She didn't, he said. But I
need to ask her that next time I see her.
Oh, for sure. Behind closed
doors.
That's
something I got to ask her.
Go ahead. You can call her. call her right now.
I just think it's interesting that you would pick a career thing like that, like making out with chicks for your job over your marriage.
You don't understand what I'm saying. She has to be okay with it or else we wouldn't be married in the first place. And if she doesn't trust me, then why am I married to her? That's it. Plain and simple. And I've never been an actor, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do the guys not get?
They do.
They do. Yeah. They have to get up.
Wait.
He's doing the sign of a...
Yeah, but how...
Great sound effect.
Thank
question.
You.
How do they do that? How do they edit that out of the camera or like...
Well, of course, some of the footage is ruined because they're like, okay. Like,
what do you mean edit out of the camera? Do you ever see that part of their body when they're
You know what I'm saying? Like... You're hugging a hot chick or you're with them. You're making out with a hot chick. You're going to whoop. Like when they step back and they're like, oh my gosh, we just kissed. You know, like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. There has to be, passion.
Even if there's like a scene, like if I were an actor and it was me and Gwyneth Paltrow and we're just holding hands, I would probably, I mean, I'd be a terrible actor.
So that's what I'm saying. How do they do that? Like, I don't know. Does anybody know? Do they have special devices?
If Charlize Theron gave me a hug, I would go,
Halle Berry, give me a hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they? So tell me.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's a lot of scenes they can't use because
do they have special underwear that keeps it from going?
Well, sometimes they're fully naked.
Underwear.
Sometimes they're naked.
Yeah, they're naked. So what do they do?
You got to just roll with it, dude.
Yeah.
Do they ever really do it, though?
I bet they do.
No.
Oh.
Never?
No, only, you don't think... only on Triple X.
No, okay. But I mean, you don't think the director ever says, I really want this to be a
passion.
Authentic.
And I want to know the actors that are like, okay, then if you wanted that, let's
director,
do it.
If that's what you want.
Then I wonder if they have to then define the film as a crosses the line.
Is there a difference between
us? Yes.
No, they're not showing it.
No. It still doesn't matter. And because they have to use certain cautions.
Absolutely.
Right.
But I just want, okay.
This is great conversation.
It is great conversation. And this is a sports podcast called The Sore Losers. And I mean,
dude, there's times my chick takes an Instagram and I'm like, you can't post that. I had a.
That's not true.
Dude, I'll be walking around the house and I'm like, sweetie, you cannot post that. Did you not look below my waist?
It's so great. Those are just my observations. Like when I watch those shows, like how does that not?
You know it's know that it's happening.
Yeah,
they're just not showing it.
They're just not showing it. And I mean, this weekend, observations from the weekend. Let's talk college football. Let's get off TV shows and let's talk college football.
Yeah, I gotta say we're some idiots because I sit down with my boys. I'm all excited about my top four, the U, and they got waxed.
You said the U was going to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, they ain't good. And guess what?
They are awful.
Somebody over here said Notre Dame was going to be in the Final Four. Props. They actually look pretty decent. Dominant over Michigan. Loved that.
Let me tell you, Mark Richt down at Miami, he just does what Mark Richt does. I mean, at Georgia, They have these great teams, and every big game they would get just demolished. And they go national TV. You're all excited with your boys. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's watch some football Saturday.
Wasn't even close.
They got housed,
dude. It got closer towards the end.
No, that was just crap mop up points, time. No one cares. No one. The game was absolute domination.
It was bad, dude.
I mean, let's talk about Alabama. Looked awesome.
Okay, can I say something? You did mention that the new quarterback was baller. I agree with you, dude. I finally got to see him.
Coach, he's playing the championship last year.
Kyler Murray is baller.
You're talking about Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about Alabama.
Oh, my bad, my bad, my bad. I was talking about Oklahoma.
We can talk about Oklahoma. I picked them to go to the college football playoff because Kyler Murray, badass.
Dude, legit. Kyler Murray is legit.
Tell me the score of that game so it jogs my memory.
They won like 56 to something. I mean, he only played. He was 11 of 14 with two touchdowns, and they sat him down the rest of the game. Something like that. He played maybe a half, a quarter. They looked so good.
It was 63-14, Oklahoma. And I'm sorry, Baker Mayfield, who? That school forgot about Baker Mayfield.
Oklahoma did cover because it was it was a 40.
They covered for sure. Alabama looked awesome.
Yeah.
Auburn, who I picked to go to the college football playoff.
Yeah, real risky.
Okay, we picked Clemson and Alabama.
I know. Yeah, you took the number one team and number two team.
Notre Dame. I took Notre Dame to win it all, and so far they're 1-0.
They did. No, Notre Dame looked great.
Michigan, another one.
Yeah, I got a buddy down the hall. He guaranteed a Michigan win. I got to go find. I mean, you can't be that dead wrong when it comes to sports and betting and stuff like that. He told me to put thousands on Michigan. He would have cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't listen to him. I was texting him the whole game. I was like, great call, great call. You're an idiot. Never give me betting advice.
Everybody's calling for Harbaugh to be fired at Michigan. He hasn't won that many big games at Michigan since he's come back. My whole thing is, they were playing like a top 10 team. When two top 10 teams play, one of them's going to lose. Yeah. It happens. Their offense did look terrible. But I don't understand calling for firing him after one game, top 10 against top 10.
Because there's a lot of hype on him and there's no result ever.
Ever?
So, I mean, no, not really.
I went to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Coach, he was an NFL coach before this.
I'm talking about at Michigan.
Oh, at Michigan,
I'm not talking about his history as a coach. I'm talking about what he's doing in Michigan.
Right.
That's why they're calling for it.
I mean, check with Braylon Edwards, see what he has to say.
Oh, so okay.
So if you work for a network that's a conference and you go trash talking all the, I mean, crap's gonna happen. Never do that.
No. Braylon Edwards works for the Big Ten Network.
He is
a former Michigan player, wide receiver, played in the NFL for 8 seasons. He tweeted some things about how their offensive line is terrible. And their quarterback is terrible, and Michigan is terrible, and now he's suspended from the Big Ten Network. My problem is, what is wrong with that? He's an analyst, and he said they suck.
I don't think he swore, but the comments, they definitely rubbed me the wrong way. He was like, these are like college kids, and he was just going at them. He's like, they're garbage trash. And saying their routes, and like maybe some of the stuff wasn't insider stuff, but he was saying stuff like, oh, the wide receivers and the running backs got running backs running wide receiver routes. Like, he was ripping on play calling. That's going a little much. I think for his job, you got to be politically correct a little bit. You and me can tweet that about sports because nobody cares. But that dude is in a position where he's got to be, they're the Big Ten Network. You got to bring the Big Ten Network up. Like, don't you want to be uplifting?
Yes, but this gets the Big Ten Network in the news. He's criticizing the team he used to play for. I have no problem with him saying...
Well, he had a problem with himself doing because he deleted the tweets.
They probably told him
said,
to do that.
He said, Ruiz is weak, line is weak, Shea is scared, blanking Michigan offense is
What's
so...
What's blanking?
Ducking Michigan offense.
Okay, so he did swing.
It's so predictable. Michigan football is sadly one thing, trash.
Well, that's just it. You can't swear.
You can't swear in a tweet.
From the Big Ten Network, effective as of Sunday, September 2nd, Braylon Edwards has been suspended indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's donezo. They don't just do indefinitely anymore.
Why do they say that? Why don't they just say he's fired?
And then he says, and then Braylon Edwards followed up to that and said, so funny that everyone is worried about my tweet as opposed to the real issue. 0-17 on the road against ranked opponents. 1-6 against rivals, and the one win was against a 3-9 Michigan State University. Last thing I will ask and really think about before you get mad, is Michigan any better than Iowa?
Oh!
Those are all shots at Harbaugh. Him and Harbaugh don't get along, obviously.
Now we know that. Reminds me of the time when I had to delete a tweet.
But people
what tweet was that?
One time I was in Vegas and I took a picture at a pool party. Little did I know one of the girls was topless.
Oh, wow.
Somebody from the company immediately hit me up. Hey, delete the tweet.
Yeah, that's probably a good tweet delete. Yeah, that's a pretty good tweet delete.
Hey, you're lucky you weren't suspended indefinitely.
You got to be careful of those pool parties. You never know what's in the
background.
Corner.
The backgrounds
dude,
will get you.
Next thing, I got to analyze the whole pool party.
You do have to, because what if there's a...
Background. In the BG. You don't want that.
You got to check that.
Exactly.
So after the first weekend, what else did you notice? I'm going to tell you, Tennessee is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee sucks.
They played West Virginia.
No, they suck. They looked terrible.
They did.
Texas Longhorns. Let's talk about the Texas Longhorns.
Oh, that was god-awful. Are they ever going to be good?
No. Every year, it's the same crap with Texas Longhorns fans. We are back, baby. Oh, my gosh. This is the year we return. Blah, blah, blah. Tom Herman, we are here.
it's always a new name.
And then it's two quarters in, and it's the same story. They look like garbage. They look like they have no passion. They just thought they were going to show up and win. I don't know. It didn't seem to me like they had any clue. They got beat by a Maryland team that, okay, they're playing for their teammate that, you know, died. Whatever. They have an interim coach. So much turmoil. There is no way Texas, who was my lock of the week, a two-touchdown favorite, goes on the road and gets beat. That's 2 years in a row.
It was. It was like 13-14, the line, going right up into that game.
13.5.
And they didn't lead at all the whole game. It was controlled by Maryland the whole game.
The whole game. Like, I just do not understand how Texas – and Texas fan has the same excuse every year. At the beginning of the year, it's, they're going to be awesome. They're going to be so good. And then it's, well, you can't build Rome in a day. You know, it takes time to build this up. We're making strides. I like what I saw. And it's like, how do you like what you saw? That was terrible. Terrible.
So Maryland playing, you know, for their fellow teammate that died, you don't think that plays a big role in how hard a team plays?
In the first quarter. Then you have an adrenaline dump. I just think that you can that emotion can last for a little bit, but then...
Well, it kind of what screwed him up, too, is the weather delay. Texas was looking all right. And then there was a 10. I was at the bar at 2. The game was still going on at 6.
That's true. I feel like Texas did have some momentum going in.
And then there's a lightning situation for 3 hours.
Three turnovers and 100 yards in penalties by UT, by the Texas Longhorns.
Oh, I get it.
That is bad football. Maryland has 5 wins against FBS schools, which is like Texas and everybody, and since 2016, October 22nd. Two of them are against the Longhorns.
It was the same thing last year. They beat the Longhorns first game.
Yes, it's just you can't have that. If you're going to be the football powerhouse Texas, you guys are – they are under 500 since Mack Brown left. They are garbage, like always. All hype, no substance.
And I would say it's not horns up right now. It's not horns down yet. But the horns are tilted.
No, it's horns down.
They're tilted a little bit.
The horns are parallel is what you're saying?
No. My girl was on the couch. She likes to joke around and do the little horns down. I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Horns parallel.
But now the horns are parallel. You're allowed to do that. You can't go down yet. They're not that bad.
You can go down. You're a top 25 team. You're supposed to be back.
I like that quarterback, man.
Why? He can't throw the ball.
What was wrong? He threw that one Superman catch. That was pretty badass.
Right. Sam Ellinger can't throw the ball. He wants to run. He can run the ball.
He can run. I love his legs. I love a dual threat quarterback.
Well, he
like
can
that.
Run, but he's not accurate throwing the ball. And he learned last year this in high school football at Westlake High School because he was lowering his shoulder every time he'd run the ball, and he got knocked out of like every game. The first half of this game, I thought he looked scared to run. He was trying to throw the ball. He was like, I'm not going to use my legs because I don't want to get knocked out again. Texas is a joke once again.
And he was with the receivers. There was miscommunication. I mean, on your first series of plays, shouldn't that be like scripted?
Awful. Awful, awful. But Notre Dame, Eddie, I want to props.
Woo!
They look awesome. And Clemson, I just want to say Clemson has a cakewalk to the ACC champion. I mean,
their quarterback,
is so
Kelly,
bad.
Is that his name? He's dirty.
They are.
He's just as good as Deshaun Watson.
But the number one team, Alabama, they looked great. Nick Saban, though. Gosh, this guy. Do you guys like – I just want your opinion on Nick Saban, the person.
Yeah, he's a badass. He does whatever he wants, dude.
No.
Nick Saban is a jerk.
He will be rude when he wants to be. He does everything he wants to do.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you what he is. He's a bully.
A little bit.
He is a bully, and he tries to bully people into – doing what he wants and only he wants.
But what if somebody wanted to talk about something random to you every day for the past month?
It's your job, Ray.
Wouldn't it annoy you?
No. Okay.
It's your job.
What if I said, why do you wear a sweatshirt instead of a t-shirt every day for the past month? You would be like, shut up about my clothes.
No,
leave me alone.
No,
let me live my life.
No, I wouldn't. Because you are paid to answer questions about Alabama football.
Thank you.
And this is on the field after the game.
What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
No. What was wrong with her question?
Nothing.
Her question was, what did we learn about both your quarterbacks? All she was saying is, how did they play? So there is something inside that he is worried he's going to slip and say, listen, Jalen Hurts, he can't throw the football, so he's not going to be our starting quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa, he can throw the ball and he can run the ball. We're a much more potent offense with Tua back there under center. He was angry because he knows, and everybody around this in America knows, Tua is the guy and Jalen is out.
Okay. What I hear from this clip is that he's angry at himself. I know that he's been dealing with this for, you know, the last, whatever, 3 weeks of just, what am I going to do? He's having a hard time with it. It's tough because, you know, you're kind of being a jerk to Jalen. Obviously, this is the next big thing for Alabama, this kid, Jamamamalua. Like, but...
Get the pronunciation down what is it? Next week. I don't know.
Tua Tagovailoa. No, Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa. But so I hear a PC answer at the beginning of this statement. And he's like, all right, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then he just got frustrated. Like, so quit trying to get me to say anything else about it. Like, he's frustrated with himself because he's had to deal with this for 2 weeks. Dude, you get paid a lot of money. Answer her question and move on. It's not that hard.
But you realize rich people still have pride and they still never want something to not happen the way they want it to happen.
He's right. Getting
he
whiny.
He wants to control everything.
You don't control me. I don't care that I'm getting paid a lot and it's so simple to answer a question. I'm still going to control this conversation and you're not going to lead me down this weird path that everybody keeps leading me down asking me about two quarterbacks.
Dude, this isn't the local Alabama TV station. Like, this is ESPN. Like, what is he thinking?
They have him on ESPN sometimes as a talking head.
I know, and he's always PC about it. He never answers like this.
Right. He's angry because he's tired of people questioning him. He has a method, and we've all known that Tua, at least I've known, Tua is the starting quarterback since he entered.
Tua. I'm going to start calling that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He entered the national championship game and won the national championship. From that moment on, we all knew that Tua was going to be the starting quarterback. He just didn't want to say it out loud because he didn't want to lose Jalen Hurts to transfer. So he wants to keep him in-house, and he wants people to quit asking him because he doesn't want to say, you know what, Tua's the guy. Because this is the way I look at it. Jalen Hurts is that old beat-up pickup truck, 165,000 miles on it.
Not that much mileage.
Dude, he has no mileage on him.
No, you're wrong. He is 26-2 as a starter, so he has mileage on him. It's not pretty, but that old pickup truck will get you to where you need to go. You need to go to the grocery store. Jalen Hurts and that old pickup truck is what I'm saying. As that old pickup truck, it's going to get there. It may not look as pretty when you're going down the road and smoke's coming out the exhaust because Jalen can run the ball.
Yeah. Tell us more.
Okay?
Okay.
And then it can get you home, and people aren't going to be looking at you going, man, that's a nice car. I really wish I was in that car. They don't want Jalen as their quarterback, but... He gets the job done.
Okay, let me
now,
ask.
They could almost throw him at a receiver, couldn't they? He can do something else besides be a quarterback.
Tua, on the other hand, he's
like
a Rolls
Royce.
Or a Corvette.
Woo!
He is fancy. Oof. He is flashy. He's going to get you there in style.
He's got a beautiful ball.
What's
that? I mean, have you ever seen Jalen throw the ball?
It's terrible.
I've seen it in
person.
You don't
know where it's going.
It's bad. It's bad.
And that's what
I've seen it in person.
Yeah, I went to the Arkansas-Alabama game a couple years
and
ago.
And that is exactly what I'm saying.
I was on the field.
When
it was
you're driving that Corvette.
That's a great review there. Thank you.
When Tua is the Corvette going to the grocery store, heads are turning going, wow.
Hey, does
that
is
so nice.
Corvette smoking at all? Maybe
no,
just when it's
peeling
out?
The Corvette is brand new. It is rolling smooth, and it's getting there in style. That is how Tua plays football. That's the difference. Jalen Hurts. Old, beat-up pickup truck will get the job done, but it's not pretty.
Well, here's the thing
Tua
about it.
Tua is the Corvette that's flashy and gets it done with spikes.
Here's the thing about an old, beat-up truck. It needs love, too, man. Maybe he needs a little bit of encouragement. So what would you tell Jalen if this is you and him one-on-one sitting down, Jalen, my boy, my boy.
So you're saying like a message to Jalen.
Something that you would just tell him face-to-face. My man, Jalen, sit right here. Let me tell you something.
Jalen, listen, man. I know it hurts. It hurts being benched. But you have to understand, now you don't have to watch tape all week. You can be partying in Tuscaloosa.
You're telling him to quit the okay.
You're not listening to me.
Sorry.
You're not Jalen. You're still on the football team, but practice? Shh, who cares? You're with the second string, man. You can show up to practice hungover as crap. It doesn't matter.
Coach,
and now you don't have to worry about that CTE. Jalen, you're going to get a full ride. And you're still
he's not even listening to you anymore. Wrap
I think Jalen already walked out of the
Jalen
room.
Jalen left
and
the room.
You told him to go drink beer, so he went and bought a 40.
Yeah.
And you're still going to get all the honeys, dude. You're going to still get all the ladies. It all doesn't matter.
Jalen, my man. So things have been great. You got a great family life. You got a lot of girls that want you. You got some money, probably. Man, what do you want to do with your career path? You want to be an engineer, doctor, an architect? You got to do something besides football, my man. It's not football. Somebody early on in your life told you to play football, and I don't know if you should have. You probably should go to basketball, maybe go to baseball. Does Alabama have a good soccer team? I don't know. He can't play football anymore. The dude's not playing all year.
Okay, no, he can transfer.
You guys are just telling him to quit.
Yeah.
Like, just go drink some beers, go party, go hang out with chicks. You're Ray, you're telling him, like, go. I'm going different. Jalen, my man, Jalen, come over here, man. Since when are you the quitting type?
Are you in the office or where are you?
Yeah, yeah, we're just sitting there talking.
Okay.
We're in the locker room?
So when are you the quitting type?
Is he in his towel?
That's what I was asking. Has he showered yet?
So he didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world, Jalen. Oh, you're so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
Is this from a movie?
You hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here, Jalen, with a degree from the University of Alabama. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done nothing by now, it ain't gonna never happen. What? What? That's what I would tell Jalen right now. Now get back over there and go play some football, Jalen. Rudy! Rudy.
No, no, no,
Jalen.
All right.
And then you got to ask me, did you ever play?
What do you know?
I never seen a game in this state, in the stands. At least I don't remember that part.
From the stands.
I never seen a game from the stands.
I quit.
I rode the bench for 2 years.
Quit because I didn't think I wasn't getting paid because of my color. Skin.
I got filled up with a lot of attitude, so I quit.
And not a day goes by
that I don't regret it. And I guarantee you, a week will never go by that you don't regret.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's good.
Anyway, whatever.
You hear me clear enough? Yeah. Now go back out there. That's what I would tell you.
I say transfer. Get out of there, dude. You're not playing. Tua's the man. And you're out. You're done. Unless Tua gets hurt, you're done. So you might as well transfer. Just walk away. And don't people say, oh, he's quitting on his team. Sorry.
No, his team quit on him.
Nick Saban, they just got a better player. It happens, but Nick Saban didn't want him to transfer, so he didn't tell him. So you walk out on Nick Saban, screw it. I don't care.
Can I say something stupid?
I do love Jalen. He covered a lot of spreads for me back in the
day.
Can
I say something stupid?
Yes.
It's college.
Right.
He's really going to be over there for one more year. Jalen would probably be there for one more year and then probably go to draft, right?
No, he's not good enough to get drafted.
Okay. 2 more years.
Right.
And then go off and do whatever he's going to do. Why not stick with Jalen for 2 more years?
Because then you don't have Tua. Because then Tua's done.
What, are they the same age?
Tua's a sophomore now. So he has 1 more year
after
this.
So he'd have 1 more year over him? Yeah, I get it. I just thought, I don't know, man. It really sucks to see Jalen Hurts really just get shafted. Because that's a great record. That's a great record. He played well. He can throw the ball worth the crap. Like, he's terrible.
He can run. I love his legs.
Exactly.
He always
gets
that outside.
Beat up truck. It'll get you there. It ain't going to look pretty. And Urban Meyer's back.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, he can what? Go to practice?
No, he can go to practice.
I saw some footage of him. It was like from behind the blinds.
Hold
it looked
on,
all
hold
creepy
on.
Predator
hey,
style.
Let Coach Lunchbox go. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Take him out.
Urban Meyer is back at practice. What kind of stupid suspension is this?
So it's just you can't go to the games?
Yes. So he...
It's pretty dumb.
So Ohio State tries to put up this farce about, oh, you know, we're looking into it. And then they find all these things about him lying and, oh, but we don't know if he lied. It's just memory loss. We're suspending him for 3 games. We're putting our foot down. We're taking a stand. And he gets to come back to practice? Like, how is that even discipline? Like, I just do not understand how you can say he's suspended for 3 games, but oh, you know what? You didn't do anything too bad, so come back to practice and hang out with the kids and coach. You just don't go there on Saturdays.
That's pretty dumb, man.
It looks so awful for Ohio State. If you're an Ohio State fan, I just want to understand how you still think this is okay. Like, what? This is just all a slap on the wrist trying to make it look good in the media. He's back. So stupid. I hate Urban Meyer, and I just...
And whoever posted that video to ESPN of where they're behind the blinds of Urban getting in his car late at night or early in the morning, one of the two, how much did they get paid for that thing? You get that video, man. You're making thousands, baby. We should have been in Columbus taking that video footage. I always think about what video is going to make big money. That's all you got to do. Shop it to TMZ.
Yeah, all you got to do is find a celebrity naked and you'll get good money if you're asking what video.
Some freaking... Don't do that.
That'll get you in prison.
Wonder if some college kid...
Well, no, not if they're at the pool.
Oh, they said naked.
Oh, yeah, but if they're, you know, sunless, topless sunbathing.
At their pool? You get the drone and
No, like they're at the
about?
Apartment complex.
Oh, like the celebrity chilling at the apartment.
Yeah, and they're just laying out topless, you know. You snap.
That happens every day.
Or a topless beach.
But my question with a video like that is, like, what's ESPN's competitor? Like, who would you sell that to? Like, obviously, when you
go to the person and say...
Well, no, I'm saying when you shoot a video and you're like, all right, ESPN, I got a video of this for sale.
TMZ Sports, Fox Sports, CBS Sports. I mean, everybody has sports.
So they're paying for that exclusivity.
And Deadspin. Deadspin will pay thousands for stuff. They'll just, like, I remember the Brett Favre stuff, maybe. That was it, where they paid Deadspin paid so much money for that, and boom, threw it on the website.
Yeah.
And
his D-pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, though. Eddie has a... We're not talking about...
What, man?
You make
fun of me about this, but...
You have a great, great theory.
Of course.
Let me hear it.
Ryan Day. Is that his name? Ryan Day?
I don't even know.
The new coach?
The acting coach? Killing it, dude. Why bring Urban Meyer back when this guy's killing it? This dude's a good coach. And you're going to make the argument, Oregon State, whatever, they're no good, whatever, they're not even ranked. Who cares? Oregon State played great. You watch the game, they had a great game. They were solid.
What?
Ryan, what?
They were solid.
They rolled them.
They beat them by like 40 points.
They put up over 60 points against them.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
What was the final score?
I thought it was 63-12.
I hate it when I'm wrong. Gosh, my theory sounded so good until you guys got me on that one. Well, let me see. Ohio State.
They lost 77-31.
Yeah, put up 31 points against Ohio State.
They gave up, let 77 go
I'm not
across.
Worried about that. That's Ryan Day right there. That dude, I'm telling you. Get rid of Urban Meyer. He's trouble. Lunchbox says he's trash. He hates him. Bring in Ryan Day. Go Buckeyes.
You do understand that Urban Meyer is the one that built it and recruited all these players, and it's his system, and they're just plugging in.
You do understand Ryan Day's been offered other jobs, head coach jobs.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what they are, but I heard during one of the commercial breaks they were talking about how he turned down some jobs.
A couple high schools.
Yeah. No. Other colleges. So he's a good coach. He's got what it takes. And I love that he's in a bad situation where his head coach is
suspended. And should be. But he's back at practice.
I don't know, man. I'm saying get rid of Urban Meyer and bring in Ryan Day.
Okay. You're the only one to say
that.
Yeah,
you're the only one. I can say you are the first one.
Thank
first
you guys.
And only.
That's what sports radio is all about, being the first one to say something. Now, if all the trades want to take it, write a press release on it. Everyone else, you
are
all
you
free to use
it. Are you available for interviews?
Sure. ESPN, if you want to use this today, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. See, this just came across the wire. Some guy in a podcast in Nashville said
that. The Sore Losers.
Yeah, you can hit him up on Twitter, Sore Loser Show.
Apparently, he thinks that Urban Meyer should be fired and they should go with this new coach.
Absolutely.
Should we roll with this? Here's the audio. And we'll give him that.
That's what I'm talking about. What's wrong with that?
That would be the biggest upset. I mean, that's so ridiculous. But whatever.
It's as ridiculous as the only person out of us three to pick Notre Dame to win the whole thing.
It's one game.
They did look good against Michigan.
So far, they're the best college team right now, in my opinion.
Alabama. Auburn. Auburn.
We haven't seen Alabama
in
a good game yet.
Yeah, I don't love Auburn.
Auburn beat a top 10 team.
I didn't watch that game.
You know a team that's pretty good? Ohio State.
No, they looked real
good.
They
put up over 70 points. They are amazing.
They looked real good.
We want to hate them because of Urban Meyer, but Ohio State looks actually
out. No, Urban Meyer wasn't there, guys. It was Ryan Day that put that team together the day of. He was there on Saturday. He won that game. Urban Meyer didn't do crap.
No, he didn't do crap.
Thank you.
Except for text him, hey, run this play. Run the bootleg.
I did watch. I did look for the text. I never saw anything.
No one texted?
No, I never saw anything.
And last night, Roger Federer out of the U.S. Open.
Woo!
And no.
That's exciting. That's big. The U.S. Open so far has been pretty boring.
It's
nothing
exciting.
Out of the ordinary has happened. Joker struggled a little bit, but now he's good again. Fed being upset was probably the first person upset.
Huge. But what I do not
Serena
like,
beat Venus by like 100.
When you lose, can you not just lose? Why don't you just lose? Roger Federer in his press conference makes every excuse in the book why he lost.
I do believe since the roof is on that there is no air circulation in the stadium. I think that makes it a totally different US Open plus conditions. Maybe we're playing slower this year on top of it. And then you have soaking wet pants, soaking wet everything, and the balls are in there too. And you try to play and it's just everything gets slower, as you try to hit winners.
Yeah, what's weird, Roger, I think the guy you were playing, John Millman, he was in the same conditions you were, and he had no problem hitting winners.
He wasn't sweating as much as Federer was.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Because I think the humidity and the heat was the same for Millman as it was for Federer. I just don't like it when you lose. You come up with every excuse in the book. Oh, it was hot. Oh, there's no air circulation. My pants were sweaty. Like, what kind of excuse is that?
Yeah, cover about just about everything. The roof, the air, his pants sweating, the balls being close to his legs.
You guys ever played with your pants sweating?
Yeah, I play soccer all the time with my pants sweating. It's not good.
No, it's tennis.
Oh, you get chafing
it's
or what?
Tough, you know dude. When you play your best when you have swamp? Beep.
Dude, you know what bothers me when I watch the U.S. Open? Like
the grunting?
No.
Oh, that's annoying,
and I may be the only one that thinks this, but the people that hold the towels and, like, you know, when the player comes up to him and just sticks his hand out like it's, you know, 1820 and it's like, give me my towel. And then he doesn't even look at him in the eye. He wipes the sweat off his face and then he just throws it at them. And these poor little kids are running back there like, yes, sir, here's your towel. Okay, thank you. Towel's good. Thank you. Let me get you a fresh towel. Here you go. Guys, you can get your own towel. Put it on a little hanger in the back. Grab your own towel, wipe your face, and put it back on the hanger like a person. What is this entitlement that these tennis players have? Does this bother you guys?
It's because it has to be fast.
They don't have time.
Then it's fast? Then why do they walk over there slowly? Give me my towel.
No, thank they you. Stick their hand out and the kid...
Actually, you're right. He didn't even talk or make eye contact
they run
with the
over,
kid.
Dude, they are so focused. Do you have a problem with NFL players or college players when they just stand there and someone comes and squirts water in their
Absolutely.
Mouth?
Absolutely. You don't want water on your gloves because,
here we go.
Because the ball will be slippery.
Yeah, because when you're a defensive lineman, you're not handling the ball.
Yeah, when you're trying to block a pass, absolutely. You stick that hand up. You want that ball to stick on your glove. But if you grab that Gatorade bottle and got water on it, you can't do it. I'm telling you right now, that needs to change. Let's move with the time. We don't need ball kids and towel kids going around. Like it's so dumb. It looks like it's like we're watching something from back
so
in the day.
Do you have a problem with the kids bringing them the tennis balls too?
Yeah. And then when you finally pick the two tennis balls that you like, give them back to the kid then. Like, ask for their hand, say, here's the ball. They just throw it on the ground. Like, here, go pick it up. Sometimes they even kick it the other way where the kid has to run and chase the ball. Rude.
That's because they
tennis
don't
players
have...
Tennis players are rude, I agree.
Dude, Lunchbox, why are you defending these
guys?
They
don't have the time to sit there. I mean, you know how much added time to a match that would take for them to hand the ball back, hand the towel to the hook? It would take forever.
Do they talk to the ball people before the match and say, hey... Great to meet you. I'm Federer. I'm going to throw this towel at you probably about 30 times over the next 3 hours. And I'm also going to kind of kick the ball sometimes and not give a crap. And you may have to go run after it. And I'm also not going to acknowledge you or say thank you for 4 hours. Are you cool with that? But it was nice to meet you. I'm Roger Federer.
Hello, my name is Roger Federer. And I'm going to tell you heads up. I will not be looking at you in the eye today.
I guarantee you those ball boys make the best tips. They get paid
the players tip
tips?
Them?
Oh, yes.
Coach, when they are done with a match, they put their little tennis racket in their bag, zip it up, and they walk out and sign those jumbo tennis balls, and they're off. What? When do they tip them? Do they come back to the stadium and say,
In the locker room. Hello?
You think those little kids are allowed in the locker room?
Yes.
Those kids can't even look them in the eye.
Afterwards, the players tip them.
They leave them money.
Can you prove that to me?
Just sort of like the bat boys in Major League Baseball.
That's different.
No, they run the baseballs out and run and get they get tipped.
Those bat
great.
Boys. Those bat boys. They're part of the team, dude. They have jerseys.
They belong to the home whoever the home team is.
Uh-huh.
That's who they don't travel with the team. They just put the jersey on of the visiting team and sit in their dugout.
Right. I didn't think they traveled with them, but I mean they probably mingle with some of the players. They probably have running jokes with the bat boys.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Oh. Maybe in the dugout when there's downtime, there is no downtime in a tennis match.
All I'm saying is let's get with the times and get these. We don't need humans to give us towels. Like, just put on a hanger, wipe your face, and put it back. We don't need to waste these little kids running back and forth. And these poor kids look all stressed out. Oh my gosh, is the towel clean? Did I make sure it was clean? Oh my gosh, is he gonna make sure I did it right? Is he gonna be mad? Am I gonna mess up his serve? They don't need that stress. Poor kids. I feel for the kids every time I watch the U.S. Open.
Well, I feel
or
bad.
Any of these tournaments.
I feel bad for this dude out of Australia. He bet $25,000 on Federer to win last night to win $500.
Wow, he was that big of a favorite last night? Dang, no wonder he was mad. What an idiot.
But my question is, why? Like, I understand you think that's a slam dunk, but is
it's not. In tennis, no tennis bet is a slam dunk.
No bet is a slam dunk. Why would you ever?
But we're at what, 16? What is this? How many players are left?
Oh, now it's the quarterfinals.
Eight?
No, 16 now.
Okay.
I think.
So, I mean, no, 16 in the field, that's not a slam dunk. So, Ray, you're the gambler?
No.
Like,
no, he's saying he just had to win one match.
Oh.
He had to beat that guy last night. He bet $25,000.
Oh, I got you.
And if Federer won, he would have won $500.
What an idiot. I mean, put $100 on a two-team football parlay and you'll win $500.
I just
Why
don't
would you risk $25,000?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I do not understand. To win $500, it doesn't even seem worth it when you have $25,000 to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And the one chance, the 0.00001% chance that you could lose that $25,000 just to gain $500.
Yeah.
Just
dumb.
Does not seem worth it to me at all.
And that betting on just one player, man, I like betting on a dominant team because you're confident in 12 players and then the other side of the ball. When you bet on one tennis player, there's just one guy you're betting on. I like betting on teams. So, folks, careful with those tennis bets. They have one bad day, you got one bad bet.
Oh, I just...
And one more thing about U.S. Open, though. Did you all didn't watch Serena Venus?
No, she killed her. Serena won, like, 100-0.
Yeah, Serena always kills her. Venus never wins.
So, before the match, they were talking about Serena. Both of them were talking about how hard it is for them to play their sister because you kind of... As Serena is better than Venus, obviously, so Serena feels like she doesn't really want to, like...
Embarrass her.
Kick her ass.
But
too bad.
She embarrassed her.
You know?
Yeah.
Because she has to. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Like, think about, this is a major, the U.S. Open. You're there to win it. And then it's you and your brother. Do you think even twice about, like, oh, man, my brother, he's just not as good as me. It's just this how we've been since we've been born. I want to go a little easy on him. Like, how do you do that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, she didn't go easy on her.
I don't think you do because... My brother's never gone easy on me on anything. Like, it's competition, and I think you understand that if you're a professional athlete, that you can't just go easy on them.
And it's not like they're kids still. They've grown apart. They have their own lives. You have that relationship when you're with brother and sister, when you all live in the same house, but I think once you grow up a little bit, then you kind of are rivals a little bit, or your friendship's different, or you want to put it to her a little bit, or your relationship is completely different when you leave the house.
Yes, and okay, you say that, but let's talk about, like, Rondé and Tiki Barber.
Okay.
They're twins.
Yes, twins.
And they played in the NFL. Tiki played for the Giants, and Rondé played for the Buccaneers. Just think how hard that would be in a contact sport.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother is, you know, Tiki comes running through the hole. He's going for a touchdown. Here comes Rondé, and he has to clean his clock.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tough.
I feel like he'd probably like that. I feel like Rondé would have loved to just take his brother out.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think guys are different, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you think, man, I'm going to kick my brother's ass.
These girls were stressed. I mean, they walked onto the court doing their pre-interviews.
But are they really that stressed?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are they that stressed about?
Well,
they're multimillionaires. Is it really that stressful?
They said, quote, it's just, you know, it doesn't happen all the time that they play each other. I think
it actually happens probably twice a year or three times a year.
Yeah.
They play each other all the time.
All the time.
Well, they said that it's not that often, and when it does happen, it's just it's stressful for them.
Yeah, it really is. They're just like, okay, here we go, here's another match. It doesn't add anything to it.
I understand.
They play each other
but
all
you
the time.
Work so hard to get moving, to get going on in the U.S. in a major. Like, you play, you win, and you're like, oh, here you go, I got to play my sister, and she's gonna kick my ass. It sucks. It sucks, because she's your sister. If you were someone else from, like, you know, Yugoslavia and you have to play Serena, okay, well, I tried.
So then does Venus cheer for...
Yes, and then and now she's in the stands cheering her sister on. It's crazy. It's a weird situation that, I mean, I don't know because I've never played my my siblings in any sports.
And I'm not a professional athlete, so I don't know what that mindset is, but I feel like when you get to that level, you realize this is business.
Like, yeah, it's business, and they're so jaded. They've probably played each other a million times in their career. At practice, at home, on Wii. You realize how many tennis matches they've played each other?
On Wii.
Dude, they don't get into the media hype of it all. Like, they just don't care. It just happened. Serena went into the match. She probably didn't even know she was playing her sister for half the match. She killed her. It wasn't even close.
Yeah,
it was
6-1, 6-2. I mean, it was bad.
It was horrible. That was a horrible matchup.
We need an intern to look up stuff. I'm trying to see how many times they played each other.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, let's see.
13. No. 13 showdowns in majors.
In majors.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, guys. I'm not talking about the Canadian Open.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying they play each other. During the year, they play each other tons.
The majors is a different story because, this is a big deal in their career. And so they're working towards this.
Right.
And then for it to just stop because your sister beats you is rough. This isn't just an exhibition.
But are you really that invested in it? It's tennis. It's fun to bet randomly here and there. Other than that, who cares about tennis?
I thought it was interesting because of the sibling thing.
I actually am embarrassed for myself when I do place a bet on tennis and I'm watching it. I'm like, are my blinds closed? Is anybody looking in here on me?
If do I'm you at the guys bar, watch any tennis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I'm at the bar and I have a bet on it and I ask them to change it to tennis, I'm like, hey, is anybody watching this college football game? Is there any way I can turn on the U.S. Open just for a second? I feel so embarrassed. I'm like, I should have never placed that bet.
Like, are you serious?
I should have never placed
really,
that bet.
Really, dude?
I don't watch much tennis because I can't stand the grunting. Like, it is so annoying.
Hey, get past the grunting. It's actually a pretty fun sport to bet.
It's an awesome sport, man.
To bet. It's one of my top three favorites to bet. I almost like the random sports that aren't even mainstream to bet. I love golf. I love tennis. And then throw in college football. Those are my three favorite. I mean, tennis is up there.
Hey, that's a way to get out there and be random on that college football because that's not mainstream.
That's not the random one.
I understand what you're saying.
Hey, the college football thing, I met up with Ray and his buddies over. They were celebrating his birthday Saturday night. And the LSU game, Miami game was going on.
Sunday night.
And this dude was so tanked. Ray was so drunk, he's staring at the TV. And I'm like, dude, stop watching the game. This game's been over for 2 hours already. And he's like, no, I got a bet. I got a bet going on. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. What's your bet? I don't remember. So he's watching the TV screen, not knowing what his bet is, like staring at it, like going, oh.
You guys have to realize with these bets, if you're live betting, the lines are always changing. It's always plus, minus, over, under. The lines are always changing. And so you remember the initial line, but I'm telling you, when it gets about two quarters into the game, you're like, did I live bet it or did I bet that game before it started? Because if you live bet it, the line's completely different.
Ray, what's your bet? I don't remember.
That's a good sign of a gambler. When you don't even know your bet, that's how drunk you are. That's really good.
I knew that I bet the U. No. I knew that I had bet LSU. It was a live bet, but then the U ended up coming back and screwing up the bet.
So you lost the bet.
Yeah, I lost the bet. It was because LSU at the very end gave up like 20 points. The U scored like randomly in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, probably took their starters out.
All kinds of points.
But, okay, so we have a poll up on our, if you want to get, speaking of LSU, Miami, if you want to go to our Twitter, Sore Losers Show, we have a poll up. What team was the biggest disappointment this weekend? Miami, Texas, Michigan, or Florida State?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right now, Miami's winning 31% of the vote, so please go vote. And one last thing before we go, I have a fantasy draft tonight, and I have a keeper, and I want your opinion on who I should keep. I have DeAndre Hopkins. I'd have to give up a third-round pick.
Okay.
Tom Brady, I'd have to give up a 6th-round pick.
Okay.
Or Kirk Cousins, give up an 11th-round pick. Who do you keep?
Kirk Cousins sucks.
No, he doesn't. No. I'm telling you right now, the connection of the year is Kirk Cousins and Thielen. Those two are going to connect all year.
When you realize Brady has to have a bad year sometime.
It's going
to
happen
this year. Why not this year?
Yep.
They did that documentary. You see the video of him kissing his son. I just think this isn't Brady's year. The balls have been deflated for years. They're going to be fully inflated this year. I think Brady has a bad year.
It was like a sponge, that ball, I heard.
I heard from the inside when they grabbed that ball.
It was like a sponge!
That was some inside info.
Yeah, we heard inside info.
We heard the guy
when
that
Deflategate
actually,
was happening.
When Deflategate was happening, a guy knows very well on the inside. He
was
said
an equipment
that
manager.
He held the ball, and it was like a sponge!
So there you go.
So who am I keeping?
Keep Kirk Cousins for what is that 11th pick?
Yeah, 11th round pick.
Dude, you don't want to risk your third pick for Hopkins.
You got to get Hopkins with Deshaun Watson.
Hell yeah,
they are dirty.
Yeah, dude, they're gonna be so good.
You just told me not to keep Hopkins. Now you're saying keep Hopkins?
Yeah. Oh, you're asking which one to keep?
Kirk Cousins. It's gonna be a great connection all year with Thielen.
It is. It is.
And Kirk Cousins never puts up good fantasy numbers.
He will this year.
Yeah, I've never been impressed with him on the dailies.
Watch him in Minnesota, baby. They're going to be the team to watch. I love it. Minnesota, I love him. I love Thielen. I love Diggs. I love the whole thing. It's going to be great.
All right, NFL's back this week. We'll talk more about it this week.
Sometime this week, I want to talk about our fantasy lineups and give them to Ray and see which team's better.
Okay, because we're in a league together and he wants to know who has a better team.
Because it's so stressful every time you draft. It's just like your team looks good, but who freaking knows? Yeah, I have no idea how your team's going to
do. There's some people that know a little bit more than others. Brady's going to have a bad year.
I love that prediction.
Marking down?
Yeah, losing people. Gronk always gets injured. Amendola, Minimola.
You know,
his receivers.
You know,
Hogan.
Amendola's not there anymore.
That's what I figured. He's in Miami.
He has Hogan.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Patriots didn't look that strong last year. They did go to the Super Bowl, though.
Hey, they didn't look that you are so
I mean,
weird.
Hey, the Titans had them worked in the first quarter, baby.
He's such a Titans fan. It's so weird. What were you before you moved to Nashville?
Nobody, really.
Do you understand the Titans aren't going to be very good this year?
I know that.
And Tennessee.
But guess what? Before the season starts, you can be optimistic, and you can be hopeful, and you can hope for great things. So leave me alone.
Call me stupid, but the connection of the year is Cousins and Thielen, baby.
Oh, my God.
If you have a fantasy draft tonight, do that. Kirk Cousins with Thielen.
Yeah, do that. It'll be wide open. Nobody else is doing it.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow. We're out.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Hey, follow us on Twitter, Sore Losers Show, and please vote in the poll and give us some feedback and whatever. Tell us what you like, what you hate.
And guys, thanks for all the birthday messages. 33 years old. I can't believe I've been on this earth for that long.
You don't turn 33 till tomorrow.
And survived. It's been an amazing run. And you know what? Regardless of how anything goes from here on out, I've absolutely loved my time on this earth.
What?
All right.
The last time you said that, what happened?
No, I don't.
We almost died in a plane crash. You remember?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the last time I heard you say something like that.
No, he said, hey, I think we're going down, guys. It's been fun.
But remember, if anything were to happen, yes. I love all you guys.
And then 10 seconds later, we hear a boom. And we dropped like 1,000 feet. Drinks hit the ceiling. I mean, there was crying and there were screams. It was
laptops
bad.
Were flying. My beer was on my tray table, ended up 4 rows in front of us.
Never fly with turbulence late September from Nashville to Austin. That's the lesson learned.
That was the last time I heard you say something like that, so don't do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we're out.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Oh, and subscribe to us on wherever you listen to podcasts. So if it's Apple Music, if it's iHeartRadio, whatever, hit subscribe and then rate us. I was reading some ratings. We got some good reviews.
The episodes are free. We're hoping in the next couple years we're going to start charging $1 and stuff for them. Oh, you guys haven't thought like that?
Oh, no. I like that.
$1 an episode?
I started thinking we should charge people.
No, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, we're out. Bye.
Bye. Oh,